American Ground Radio. Freshly roasted, award-winning blend. Taste and aroma so good, you'll want to come back again and again. That's funny. He never asks for a second cup at home.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Fox.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Well, happy Wednesday to all of you happy conservative warriors. And that's what we need to be. We need to be happy conservative warriors. We're talking about very difficult times.
Yeah.
Certainly, we are broadcasting to you today from New York City.
Yep, from the studios of AM 970 The Answer from the Salem Media Network, the Salem Media Empire.
In Lower Manhattan.
Right.
And
we're at the corner of Broadway and Wall Street. I mean, right here in the heart of the financial district. What a great place to be working, and we thank Salem for letting us do this.
And although Manhattan is very nice, by
very
the
nice.
Way.
Very nice.
The rents are brutal.
Yep.
Groceries are high.
It's just skyrocketing.
Transit, you know, getting around is a headache.
And expensive.
Public safety, crime.
Yeah.
Has been, you know, a yo-yo for years. And in strolls Zoran Mamdani.
Right. The Democratic Socialist.
No, the communist candidate for mayor of New York City.
I think we said the same thing.
Exactly. I mean, he chooses to style it as a Democratic Socialist, but
so
let's just
Alexandria
call it what
Ocasio-Cortez,
it really is.
So does Bernie Sanders. Socialism always leads, unless you stop socialism like the Scandinavian countries did. They stopped being with their socialist experiment. Unless you stop it, it will always lead to communism.
Well, and here's the other part before we get started talking about what Zoran Mamdani wants to do to this city. Let's just remember what Margaret Thatcher said so many years ago, that the trouble with socialism is that you always run out of other people's money.
Right.
And there are a lot of billionaires in New York City. In fact, New York City has the highest concentration of billionaires anywhere in the country. But it won't be for long.
Oh, no.
It won't be for long.
They'll all be heading to Mar-a-Lago.
Because here is what Mamdani wants to do to New York City. He wants to freeze all rents in the city.
Okay, so that's a great way to make sure. What part of the reason why we have a rent problem is because we don't have enough people making properties. We don't have enough people building apartments and houses and things like that. And one great way to make sure that you don't increase the supply of housing is to freeze rents. This is what now New York's been doing this since the 1970s, and it's part of their problem. That they froze rents. And so people were like, well, one, I'm not going to put any more money into maintaining the property I have because I can't make any more money off of it if I do a new coat of paint or if I fix the plumbing. But two, I'm not going to build something new and nice nearby because I can't make any money off of that either.
If the rent is frozen at what the government determines is where, you know, like Obama said, you know, at some point you make enough.
You've made enough. Look. It's not just that they're saying so at some point you've made enough. They're saying that point was already in the past. You already made enough money in the past. We're not going to let you make any more money going future.
Yeah, no. And he wants to get rid of the police department. He wants to create a Department of Community Safety. He wants city-owned grocery stores.
Wait. What's the difference between Department of City Safety?
The Department of Community Safety.
Community Safety and a police department.
That's where you hire social workers.
Okay.
To go out and deal with domestic abuse.
Okay. So do you
give folks that are threatening to kill other people. You just send...
Do you give your Department of Public Safety, your community safety, do you give them guns?
Oh, that's not necessary.
No, you don't give them guns?
No, that's
handcuffs?
Not necessary.
Do you give them handcuffs in case they want to handcuff anyone?
No, I mean,
how about
why?
Taser? Do they have a taser?
Look, you can steal... You can steal, you can rob from any merchant in the city of New York.
Right.
And what if it's valued below, what, $1,100 or so?
Yeah, it's free. You just walk out with it.
There's nothing, they won't even prosecute it.
But this is why if you go into a pharmacy here in New York
City.
Well,
they're all closing down. The CVS is there hightailing it.
If you want to buy some deodorant here in New York City, you're going to have to ask somebody for a key to open up a glass enclosure.
To get a little Old Spice.
To get some Old Spice. you want to buy some toothpaste. You want to buy some you know, Colgate, Crest, whatever. You're going to have to ask somebody who doesn't really want to be there to bring you a key so they can open it up so that you can get your toothpaste because it's hidden behind glass.
But you know what's interesting? Will that be the same situation in those city-owned grocery stores? Because in those city-owned grocery stores that he's proposing,
right,
will those items be behind glass as well? Or since it's city-owned, just come and take? Because that's right. Essentially what socialism is.
Well, each according to their need, right? That's what socialism. From each according to their ability,
oh,
to
of
each
course.
According to their need. So
it's called Marxism.
If he's a real socialist, his grocery store shouldn't charge anything, should they? To each according to his need.
Well, he's proposing that bus fares and the subway be free. And that's $1 billion right now. $1 billion is what the city of New York is collecting. And that does not include those that jump the fares, that skip
right.
the fares, right?
Right.
That jump the turnstiles. And there's no – here you have someone that hates the essence of what makes this country what it is, and that is the free market.
Right.
Capitalism. Because
the ability of individuals to choose how to pursue their own happiness.
I mean, he's going around the city of New York saying that billionaires shouldn't exist.
Right.
And he wants to tax, and I quote, whiter, wealthier neighborhoods more.
Yeah. And by the way, so he's an immigrant into this country. He comes, his parents are of Indian descent, yet he was born in Africa. He comes to this country and he says the problem with New York is that there are too many rich white people.
And he's not run.
Where are you learning this racism?
But he hasn't even as much as run a hot dog stand.
No. He did make a rap video and he made his grandmother cuss on camera.
Let me put this in perspective. New York is not some sort of experiment. It is a 100 plus billion dollar machine.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to run daily, on time, in the weather.
It's a city that never sleeps. And yet, they're about to elect a mayor who has no idea. He doesn't know how to run a single grocery store, much less an entire group of city-owned grocery stores. He has never done anything.
But telling people everything in the city suddenly is going to be free? I mean, that's a pretty compelling argument for those.
Especially with no police officers?
But if you're not really thinking about the consequences or you don't understand the consequences.
Right.
It sounds like a great argument. And right now, the polls apparently show he's far ahead because of it.
And this is going to be a big problem. This is going to be a big problem. If Zohran Mamdani is able to get elected here in New York, it will lead to more socialists getting elected in other locations. And everywhere they go in, that will be destructive. That will be destructive to the cities that they're in.
Because eventually you run out of other people's money.
That's all true. Tell you what, let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, James Comey, the former head of the FBI, pled not guilty today in a court in Alexandria, Virginia. Comey was indicted by a grand jury for lying to Congress and obstructing justice. Comey's attorneys says he plans to file a vindictive prosecution motion to get the case dismissed, claiming this is all just a personal vendetta by President Trump. However, based on media reports, it does appear that Comey was not fully truthful in his testimony to Congress back in September 2020 about the origins of the Russia collusion case that he helped put push and promote in the media. Judge Michael Nachmanoff has set a trial date for January 5th, 2026.
If there was ever an example for the pot calling the kettle black, it would be James Comey.
Saying that Trump's being vindictive towards him?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Every single one of the issues that Trump has had to deal with started with James Comey.
Second thing you know, before tomorrow, Republicans in the U.S. Senate were able to pass through more than 100 confirmations for President Trump's administration. All year long, Democrats have been employing tactics to stop the confirmation of thousands of appointees simply because they're trying to prevent President Trump from being able to do the job he was elected to do. So Republicans have changed voting procedures in the Senate to bypass the Democrat obstructionism. Majority Leader John Thune was able to get a simple majority vote on 107 appointees. That drops the number of remaining unconfirmed appointments to below 100 people.
What do you think about that?
I think it's disgusting that the Senate Democrats have behaved this way all year long. Their entire job is just to simply stop government from working. Oh, wait, that's what they've done. They've stopped the government from working. Not because they have any principled objection, but because they hate Donald Trump. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of Kentucky is suing the online gaming platform Roblox. Kentucky says Roblox has failed to protect children from violent and dangerous content online. In recent weeks, there has been a proliferation of games available on Roblox that depict the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Kentucky says Roblox is designed to allow predators easy access to children and to use Roblox to groom and lure children from virtual contact to physical meetings, leading to harassment, kidnapping, trafficking, violence, and sexual assault of minors. Roblox says they have 111 active monthly users on their platform.
You know what? Kids need to get out and see other kids face to face, have relationships, go do something that's not behind a screen.
And if you're making a video game about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, you are, oh my gosh, it's bad. That's bad.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
But now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
That's all,
What did we listen to? This is the spokesman for the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
So that explains why I can't understand anything she's saying.
And so what she's saying is that the United States sending Tomahawk missiles to Kiev will cause irreparable damage to Russian-American relations.
Okay, but what do you think's already gone on with Russia invading Ukraine? You don't think that's done irreparable damage to...
Well, the president has certainly continued diplomatic relations with Russia.
Yes, but we've already put sanctions on Russia. We've already put secondary sanctions on Russia. There have already been irreparable damage done to U.S.-Russian relations.
Possibly under the table, so to speak. But I think certainly diplomatically, Trump has treated Putin with deference and respect in a negotiating tactic.
Yes.
Not because he's beholden to Putin or to the Russians and whatever conspiracy theory that folks might want to throw out there.
Right.
I think what he has done is he gave Putin the respect that he didn't deserve, in hopes that Putin would respond to that by saying, okay, President Trump has shown me some respect, some goodwill. I'm going to return that favor by being in a good faith negotiation to end the war. But I think Putin has burned that goodwill.
Yeah.
I think he has torched the maybe we can cut a deal runway. I think Moscow has been playing chicken with President Trump for many, many months over this war in Ukraine.
Yeah, I agree.
And President Trump has said time and time again that Putin is basically feeding him lines of BS. And I think the reason that President Trump has authorized Tomahawk missiles to be sent to Kiev is because he's sick and tired of being played like a fiddle.
Well, yeah. And Putin has been basically, he's a very friendly liar. He will smile at you and then just lie to your face. And he is because he doesn't actually want peace. Putin wants to conquer Ukraine. He's not able to do it so far. And as the U.S. decides it wants to send some more weapons to Ukraine, which, look, that could be a very difficult thing for us. But as the U.S. sends more weapons to Ukraine, Putin's going to have a bigger and bigger problem. I'm not sure how this is all fully going to play out. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, are you surprised as I am that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are getting a divorce?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said,
and joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. Say it isn't so. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, I think back to, there's so many public appearances where they look like they're just the most in love people in the entire planet. How is this possible?
I know. Terry and I had this conversation in the car today, and we were saying, you know, most people would say, why do we care? And it's like, because we care about people. We root for people.
Sure.
You know, and she had that horrible divorce from Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And then when she found Keith Urban, we were happy for her. We are rooting for this marriage.
We're always rooting for the fairy tale.
Well, always. And then they had these children together because she no longer had a relationship with her other children. So it was sad when I saw that it ended. But there's so many things. You're like, she is doing a lot of movies.
She's doing a lot.
He's on tour. They're not together. So they've probably created this separate life. And I told Terry today in the car, I was like, you know, it's so crazy why that so many people do not prioritize their family. They don't, they're all, don't they have enough money and enough fame? Like, you have enough. So why isn't the priority? And I'm not being judgmental, I promise, but it's like, why can't the focus be on family?
You know, that's a really good point, because you think of a lot of Hollywood relationships fall apart for those reasons. I think, you know, several of Marilyn Monroe's fell apart because of some of those things. Nicole Kidman, when she was with Tom Cruise, it was after Eyes Wide Shut, which was kind of a disturbing film.
Very.
But then I think of some couples like John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've noticed is they've started working together on films yes. that he was directing and that yes. she's starred in. And you're like, I wonder if they're working together as a way that they can spend more time together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking of is her movies. I don't know if you
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's movies. They're very sexual. Mm. She's with Zac Efron.
Oh, that's true.
She's always like sleeping with men in every movie, and a lot of times it's really kinky, kind of like that Eyes Wide Shut. It's like kinky stuff. Like she's drawn to those roles. And I wonder, because, you know, Keith Urban is, he's a celebrity, but he's on the stage singing to a group. She right. never has to see him roll around in the bed with a young actress. I wonder, because I'm thinking about my own marriage, I wonder how it would affect Kevin if he had to watch me lean towards these roles that cause for these very sensual sex scenes all the time.
True.
If that would take its toll, because y'all remember... Halle Berry was married to, what was his name?
Halle
Berry. I don't remember who Halle Berry
was
married to.
She was married to someone, I guess, before Lenny Kravitz. Okay, anyway, she did a film with Billy Bob Thornton, and there was a sex scene in there that looked real.
Very real.
And her husband was furious. She got an Oscar for that role.
Mm-hmm.
And she's up there saying how hard it is to be a spouse. Well, he ended up having an affair. Kind of like, okay, I'll show you how it feels. And
right.
then they split up. So I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
There was a film that came out last year called Baby Girl.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman. And then she was starring with a young man named Harris Dickinson.
Uh-huh.
And some of the interviews that she gave about that role, she describes how she... inadvertently enjoyed the scenes too much. Mm. I don't want to go any further.
I don't know a husband
details.
That really could.
No way.
But she did talk about that. It's not really something I feel comfortable talking about on this show.
Right.
But yeah, she did talk about those scenes and how much of an impact those scenes had on her in the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, I could see.
Can you imagine being
difficult.
Keith watching that?
Yeah, totally.
It's almost emasculating to him. Like she's getting off on this kid, on this guy, and her husband's at home watching her tell the world that she got very excited with this person.
Do you remember Alec Baldwin was married to Kim Basinger?
Yes.
So one night he tells a story about being at home and he's watching TV. Kim had already gone to bed and he's watching 9 1/2 Weeks. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do.
Very sexual. He saw her scenes. He went to bed and he kicked her in bed. And she said she woke up angry and he was so mad at her over those scenes. Now, here's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah. Right.
So I thought it was all make-believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he should know that was all make-believe. It makes me think that it's not. They're all lying about this.
Huh.
They're all not being honest about.
Reminds me of Neil McDonough. The actor Neil McDonough has said that he won't do kissing scenes.
Yes,
he will play people who pretend to murder someone.
Right.
He will play the villain, but he will not do a kissing scene. He did one movie where he did a kissing scene, but what he did was his wife was the body double for the actress he was supposed
to kiss. Kirk Cameron did the same thing.
And I think that's interesting.
It is interesting.
But he says his lips are only for his wife.
I'll be surprised to know, if we ever know, what happened to Keith and Nicole. But that might have played a part.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. So stick around. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky was being interviewed here recently, and the reporter asked, what do your constituents say is their number one pain point? Is it tariffs? Is it immigration? Is it...
What's their biggest problem?
Inflation.
All right.
And here is what Rand Paul had to say.
Most of our conversations at home have been with people affected by tariffs. So the number one issue I get wherever I go in the state is tariffs are killing the family farm, tariffs are killing the bourbon industry, tariff is killing the cargo transport industry. So there's all kinds of talk, but mostly of tariffs. On the idea of healthcare, I hear most...
But see, I get that. I understand that. And temporarily, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, short term, tariffs do raise prices.
Yes. They're raising costs for businesses,
but,
and then that's going to trickle on.
That is the cost of correcting a decades-long imbalance. I mean, you don't cure a sickness without medicine. And sometimes the medicine stings. And yes, what Trump's tariffs appear to be doing and what Paul's constituents right now are feeling is the front end of rebalancing America's supply chains, it's forcing domestic investment, and it's cutting dependence on Beijing's cheap junk.
Yeah.
You know, pain is the price of progress, folks. I mean, the American worker has been sold out for too long, and tariffs are the bill collector, you know, basically knocking on China's door. You think the price of a washing machine going up 50 bucks hurts? Well, compare that to 70,000 factories or factory jobs that vanished between 2000 and 2010 because of free trade. I mean, compare that to the hollowed out main streets, the opioid despair, the broken families that came apart because those paychecks disappeared. I mean, that's the real cost of globalism.
Yes, I do think that in specific industries, certainly tariffs have been a pain point at this point. I get that. But I also think that if you look at what's happened to the U.S. economy since NAFTA was signed by President Bill Clinton and that giant sucking sound Ross Perot warned us about coming to fruition, it's time that we start putting some of those jobs back here in the U.S. And tariffs, I think, are the necessary leverage to make that happen. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
All right, look, I know Joe Biden is no longer in office. And some people say, to quote Hillary.
Wait, Joe Biden is no... I'm just kidding. He's no longer in office. Go ahead.
What at this point does it matter anyway?
Where's the auto pin? That's really what we need to be worried about.
All right. But there is more and more evidence that not only was Joe Biden the most inept president in U.S. history, but he was the most corrupt vice president in U.S. history. And that's saying something, because we have had a vice president impeached and removed from office, had another vice president gone to jail, right? We've already covered how Joe Biden blackmailed the government of Ukraine to stop a corruption investigation into a company his son served on the board of directors of. That was a $1 trillion blackmail using taxpayer dollars. Remember that? 2015. Just in sheer dollar amounts, that makes him the most corrupt vice president ever. Not even close. But it gets worse than that. Not only did he blackmail the Ukrainian government, but he strong-armed our own government in order to cover his tracks. This is just coming out.
Wait. This is different than when he threatened Ukraine if they didn't fire that prosecutor that he was going to cut off all
withhold $1 trillion of U.S. aid to Ukraine. And they did fire him.
This is a different deal.
No. That's the blackmail. Then now comes the cover-up of the blackmail. You ready for this? A series of emails by government agents and CIA officers was just released to the public this week. They are highly redacted, but they detail what was happening inside the U.S. government after Biden's Ukraine trip in 2015, the blackmail trip. The CIA did an after-action report on Biden's trip, where he gave a, quote, bland speech and then blackmailed Ukraine to protect his son and his son's corrupt company. According to the CIA's analysis, the Ukrainians realized Biden was corrupt and that his behavior was, and I'll quote, evidence of a double standard within the United States government toward matters of corruption and political power.
Oh, wow.
That's what the CIA wrote in their report. This was back in 2015. This was before Zelensky was president of Ukraine. This is before Donald Trump was president of the U.S. When the Ukrainians think you're corrupt, you're probably pretty darn corrupt. Is that fair?
Of course.
So, the CIA was about to publish this after-action report to President Barack Obama as part of his daily briefing. Joe Biden got wind that they were about to do it, and so Joe Biden killed the report that was going to make him look bad. This is from Real Clear Politics. Quote, in an email sent to the CIA on February 10, 2016, an individual in the office of the Director of National Intelligence wrote, quote, I just spoke with VP, Vice President, / NSA, National Security Advisor, and he would strongly prefer the report not be disseminated. That was a reference to Biden and Colin Kahl, who served as his National Security Advisor. Thanks for understanding.
But see, you know, I almost think that it's the media's corruption that is far bigger than the corruption we're talking about here. Because
no, it's not far bigger. It is big. But
they didn't. They never pressed Biden on why his son was being paid millions by a Ukrainian gas company.
And they never pressed Biden on when he actually admitted he was blackmailing. He was blackmailing Ukraine. I never heard anyone from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC ask the president, you've admitted that you withheld $1 trillion so that your son's company's prosecutor would be fired. How is that not corrupt behavior?
But see, this isn't incompetence. I don't know that this is incompetence anymore for the media. I think it's complicity.
Yes.
Because the media knew. They had the documents. They had the... They
just didn't want to report it.
They knew, and they didn't want... They didn't want to change the narrative.
Okay. This report that came out this week is changing the narrative. The report that the CIA wanted to give to Barack Obama got killed by Joe Biden and apparently did not ever make it into President Obama's daily briefing. Again, quoting... Analysts at the CIA have since reviewed the draft report and determined, according to the official, that the report would have been beneficial to the U.S. policymakers in their dealings with Ukrainian government. This was information of intelligence value. Fox News reported on this too. A senior CIA official said it was extremely rare and unusual and inappropriate to go outside of the intelligence community, inquire within the White House on the dissemination of a particular report for what appears to be political reasons.
Well, more than just political reasons, personal enrichment reasons.
That's exactly right. That's a much better way of saying that, because this wasn't about politics. This was about Biden's pocketbook. He was getting kickbacks on all this.
But see, the reason I say it's a bigger deal because of the media incompetence is because a corrupt president or a corrupt vice president can be voted out.
Right, if the people know about it.
A corrupt press, you can't vote them out.
Yeah, the press was never curious. They never wanted to expose this corruption. And that makes them corrupt by proxy. And that's why Americans' trust in the media and trust in government are now at all-time lows. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust.
You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey,
Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So we are broadcasting to you today from Lower Manhattan. And just out in front of Wall Street, as we were walking up to the studios here, a gentleman handed you a pamphlet, and
right.
It said, "Sign the petition, end the Chinese Communist Party,
the CCCP,
and then inside, was a separate brochure that said, "No communism in New York City." That communism threatens everything that makes New York City unique. Well, I'll go a little further. Communism threatens everything that makes America the wonderful experiment now, for almost 250 years it is.
It is impossible for human flourishing underneath communism. In order for people to be able to achieve the greatness that God placed in them, we need to be able to pursue our happiness at our own direction. We need to be able to go out and do what it is we want to do in order to be able to achieve the greatness that is within us. With a totalitarian government, a communist government, a socialist government, saying this is something you can't do, this is something you can't do, you have to do this, we're going to run all the stores, we're going to control all the money, we're going to control all the profits, you're not allowed to make more money than we think you're allowed to make. You can't have human flourishing under those conditions. You have essentially human slavery just at a modern scale.
Well, look at every place that communism has taken root. It has destroyed human life and liberty. Russia, in China, in Cuba, in North Korea, Cambodia, Venezuela. I mean, 100 million souls in the 20th century lost their lives to starvation, firing squads, gulags, and quote-unquote re-education. And every single regime justified it with the same lies. We're building equality. We're eliminating poverty. We're empowering the people. And what do you think this Mandami is, or Mandani?
No, you had it right. Mandami.
In New York City, running for mayor, what do you think he's promising? That's what he's promising.
Yeah.
He says, we're building equality. We're eliminating poverty. We're going to do rent controls.
No, you're eliminating prosperity. Communism creates poverty. It does not eliminate it. And that's part of the problem.
Well, no, it pretends to promise fairness. What it delivers is famine. It promises unity, but what it brings is fear.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
Well, there was an interesting article in the New York Post on Sharpie, the marker. You know the marker Sharpies, right?
Yeah.
Well, President Trump loves using Sharpies to sign bills and executive orders. And now he has another reason to love them. Sharpies are now made almost entirely in the USA. Every part of it.
God bless America. So That's all I got to say.
Newell Brands makes Sharpies. They were making a lot of their products overseas, but when they decided to launch the latest style of Sharpie, they thought, well, you know what, let's make it in the USA. So that would require, they required them to invest money into their plant in Tennessee, to upgrade their plant. New equipment, high-tech stuff, right? They then had to invest money into their workers so that their workers would be able to operate and maintain the new machines in the plant. Newell Brands paid to send some of their factory floor workers to college to get advanced training. And in the end, as those workers came back with that training, you get the new equipment in, production shot up, production costs dropped, wages for their employees increased by 50%, and the company was able to make more money, more profit, by making the markers here in the United States of America.
You know, there's a lot of folks who say, it's just a pen. I mean, it's not a big deal. But no, it's not. It's a big deal because it's a symbol. It's about bringing jobs back to America. It's about a company realizing that American craftsmanship, American workers, and American pride still mean something.
That's exactly right. Look, this is a bright spot. Sharpie was able to invest in America. They were able to invest in Americans, and they've seen a financial return for doing so. It's the exact opposite of what companies have been doing since NAFTA was signed by Bill Clinton. After NAFTA came into effect, companies were investing in other countries. They were investing in people in other countries, in Mexico and in China and in Vietnam. They weren't investing in people here. And yet the company saw, hey, we were able to make some more money. Now as we're starting to bring some of this manufacturing back on shore, They're able to do what they should have been doing this whole time, which is, again, investing in Americans.
And there's momentum in that direction where folks are seeing that the future isn't outsourcing, it's onshoring.
Right.
And I think when CEOs realize that our people, the best trained, the hardest working, the most innovative workforce on earth can outproduce anyone, that's what will bring jobs back. And you can write that in a Sharpie. You can write that down out loud.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously, that is the whole point of all of this. And look, maybe what Sharpie did isn't necessarily something that translates to every other business, but I bet it translates to more than just one. I mean, if Sharpie was able to do it, why isn't somebody else able to do this?
Well, I think there are countless companies that are doing the same. They're just not in the headlines right now. They're doing it behind the scenes.
Not yet. But I do think it's going to be coming. I do think we're going to see more companies able to make more stuff at home. And they're going to be able to have U.S. employees. And because they'll be able to be more efficient, they will make more money than they used to make.
Let's write more headlines like this one.
In bold Sharpie. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
American Ground Radio, Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So, Michigan.
Michigan.
I was going to say something else, but Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Ah.
She strutted before the cameras this week.
Miss Michigan.
She was, no, God, no. Oh. But nevertheless, I'm no disrespect, of course.
Sure. Yes, of course.
She says that she is so proud of the common sense gun reforms that she has signed since taking office.
Oh, okay.
Universal background checks, red flag laws, storage mandates, you name it.
Wow.
She's tried to infringe on the Second Amendment as much as she possibly could.
Yes.
But here's the problem. Not one of those laws stopped the brutal church attack on September the 28th.
That's true.
Not one of them. And so basically what Whitmer and her fellow Democrats have done is they've turned gun control into a religion. You know, they light their political candles, they chant the mantras about gun safety, and then they act shocked when evil refuses to obey their new commandments.
Well, you know what we should do? If you want some common sense laws, what we should just do is just outlaw murder. See, that'll solve the whole problem.
That is a
right?
great idea. Yes,
nobody would commit murder
that
if
we
you
had
just
not done that.
Outlaw murder, and then everybody who wants to commit murder would see the law and they'd be like, oh, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Deputy Devin Miller was responding to a missing person report in Destin, Florida. An elderly man had called the police because his 86-year-old wife had gone for a walk with their dog and hadn't come back yet. He said she just takes that dog, but she never takes more than 15 minutes. And it was getting dark. Deputy Miller asked about the dog. Man says about 100 pounds. So as Deputy Miller was driving around looking for the woman, he saw a dog come up to his car. Devin asked the dog, "Where's your mama?" The dog led Deputy Miller directly to the missing woman. She was laying on the sidewalk, alert, but injured.
Oh, no.
Turns out Eeyore hadn't left her side all afternoon. When Deputy Miller tells her that Eeyore had come up to his car and led him directly to her, she said, "Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy."
See, it's woman's best friend as well.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.